You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. They call it the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill Package. It was introduced by the LGBTQ Plus Caucus in Madison yesterday. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton.
I am so proud to have co-authored this legislation, but I do find it frustrating that the LGBTQ Plus community continues to have to fight for the same rights that everyone else takes for granted. This country is founded on the principle that we are all created equal. This package ensures that Wisconsin's Constitution and statutes reflect that.
The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for the LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions, one that designates 2025 as Pride Month and the other removes marriage restrictions from the Wisconsin Constitution. Pride in June celebrates and brings visibility to the LGBTQ plus community. In Green Bay, Pride Month kicks off Sunday, June 1st, with a flag-raising ceremony and a resource fair at Liked Park as part of the Levitt Amp Green Bay Music Series. A press release says Pride Amplified is designed to create a vibrant and inclusive atmosphere in the heart of the city. The resource fair will be from 3 till 4 p.m. and will showcase local organizations providing support, services, and resources to the LGBTQ plus community and its allies. The Pride flag-raising ceremony will be held at 3:30 p.m. to symbolize Green Bay's ongoing commitment to diversity, inclusion, and acceptance. Last night, a dramatic fire with thick black smoke and flames bursting from the building at the Neenah Foundry, Plant 2. The plant was in full operation when the fire broke out around 8:30, but all workers were able to escape. Firefighter officials say the fire started in the sand bin area of the foundry. Work in other parts of the plant will continue. The fire is under investigation. One person was killed in an accident in Grand Chute on Thursday afternoon. Grand Chute police say an SUV traveling on West Prospect Avenue veered off the road, struck a mailbox and a utility pole, rolled back onto the road, and hit another vehicle. The driver of the SUV was taken to the hospital but died. The area of West Prospect Avenue was closed for several hours for repairs to the utility pole. A woman who called in a bomb threat to an Oshkosh synagogue because she wanted to talk to the FBI was sentenced to 2 years probation. 66-year-old Pauline Beyer admitted to making the call in January of 2024 because she felt her local police department was keeping her hostage in her home with no electricity. She said she had tried to get help from the Waupaca County 911, the ADRC, and other agencies to no avail. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on whether he'll run for governor of Wisconsin by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he's focused on his work in Congress serving Northwest Wisconsin residents right now. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus being on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Showman has already entered the race on the Republican side. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Zeamer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Zeamer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Green Bay Packers honored several exemplary Wisconsin law enforcement officers with the Packers Protect and Serve Award for going above and beyond the call of duty. Among those recognized were Deputy Justin Newman from the Kewaunee County Sheriff's Department, Captain Michael Sobiek from the Green Bay Police Department, Officer Dustin Wichman from the Eagle River Police Department, School Resource Officer Payne Hughes from the Appleton Police Department, and the entire Two Rivers Police Department. Recipients receive a special award and a $2,000 grant to benefit their department or nonprofit. The Packers and the NFL Foundation fund the Packers Protect and Serve Award. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is currently accepting applications for specialty crop block grants. According to a press release, the agency will accept applications for the grant program until June 9th. Eligible projects include things like research and education or market development efforts aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of specialty crop industries. Organizations proposing eligible projects could receive grant funding through the program ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have, several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. For tonight, a shower or a storm around in the early evening, then skies becoming mostly clear with low temperatures in the upper 40s. It's 58 at our studios.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.